You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Matt, and you are currently listening to The B-Side. It's a brand new show this semester, actually. Starting off fresh with my own show. Playing some different songs every week. Hopefully we'll have some themes. Live show with some live music. Today we're just keeping it old school. We're just doing some songs that I was listening to over break in the last couple weeks. Some new stuff or some stuff that I recently discovered. And with that being said, we're going to kick it off right away with a brand new song by Advanced Joy, and it is called Lay It On Me. Here it is.
What's in your head? Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Hidden in a place you know I'll find it. Oh, later when I'm sitting all alone. Starts at your skin, so new. Your love's always finding me out. Who am I kidding? If all my defenses come down, oh baby, will you lay it all on me now? Lay it all. Why'd it take so long? Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin.
So that was Lay It On Me by Vance Joy. I was told that we had some technical difficulties with the beginning of my show here, so thank you to Mike, Trisha, and Leah, who all immediately texted me and let me know. So that's great. Thank you very much for that. Next up, we have a song by a band that I discovered over break called Ghoul Kids. They're not very well known. They've got a few songs out. They have an EP called Now or Later. And I highly recommend checking them out. They got a really cool sound. This is their song called With You. It's a little bit of a slower song, but it's really good. And I think it's got a lot of emotion to it. So So here it is. This is With You by Ghoul Kids. Man, every time I hear that song, I always get a sort of Halloween vibe from the lead singer's vocals, so I guess it makes sense that the band is called Ghoul Kids. So yeah, once again, that was With You by Ghoul Kids. Next we have a song that came out over the summer, actually. It is by up-and-coming DJ producer, but now he's pretty mainstream after this. This was sort of his breakout song, the DJ Marshmello, with an O and no W. And this is his song with Khalid, who is another breakout star of last year, with his album American Teen. And so this is Silence with Marshmello featuring Khalid. Hope you like it.
Than a fighter. 'Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been lying. And I never had someone to come on. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone. But I'm at one with the side. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. asking for favors. My whole life I felt like a burden. I think too much and I hate it. I'm so used to being in the wrong. I'm tired of caring. Loving never gave me a home. So I sit here in the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your violence. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been silent for too long.
Yeah, so that was Silence by Marshmello featuring Khalid. Pretty cool for Marshmello to have a big breakout hit like that. I've been listening to Marshmello since about probably for like a year and a half now. He started off with he's an album called Joy Time, but he also has a lot of remixes of popular songs that you'd find on the radio. But it's cool to see him sort of break into the mainstream with some more some bigger feature vocalists like Khalid, and he actually put out a song with Selena Gomez a few months ago, which is really good as well. All right, so next up we have a song by one of my favorite bands. I guess they're I would consider them one of my favorite bands. At the end of every year, Spotify does this sort of like here's what you listened to in the previous year, and they were like my number three favorite band. Which I would not have expected, but so this is Fall Out Boy, and this is from their new album Mania, which just came out 2 weeks ago. The overall album is pretty good, but I think this is probably the best song from it, and it is called Wilson. So here it is.
Fly, fly, and we keep blowing out into space. I always made such expense. hadn't done this thing, I think I'd be a medicine man, so I could get high on my own supply wherever I can. And I became such a strange shape, such a strange shape from trying to fit in. Yeah, I became such a strange shape, such a strange shape. A darker color.
Once again, that was Wilson, also known as Expensive Mistakes, by Fall Out Boy from their album Mania. Let's see what we got next here. Up next, we have a single that was put out by one of my favorite bands that I was lucky enough to see last year called Mr. Wives. They're going on another tour this year. They actually just announced today, so that's exciting. I might go see them again, actually. And this song is a single that they put out a couple months ago called Never Give Up On Me. And it's just a really fun song. So I hope you enjoy it a lot. Man, Mr. Wives is always just putting out some really, really fun and catchy music. Once again, that was Never Give Up On Me by Mr. Wives. So continuing along with the theme of music that I just listened to over break or listened to in the last couple weeks, we have this song, Suit and Jacket by Judah and the Lion. most of the time over break when I was in the car or just driving around or whatever, I was listening to 92.3, which is the new alternative sort of music channel near me, based out of New York. And they used to be sort of more of a pop and R&B type channel, but now they're alternative music, and it's a lot of fun. So I listened to a lot of that over break. So some of these songs come from there, Suit and Jacket being one of them. Laid on Me by Vance Joy that I played earlier as well was played on there a lot of breaks. So yeah, so here is Suit and Jacket by Judah and the Lion. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to remind you one more time. And another song that they played on the radio near me while I was over break was this song by Weezer, which is one of my favorite bands. If you know me, you know I'm a little Weezer obsessed. But this is from the new album called Pacific Daydream, which came out back in October, which I think is one of their better albums. I wouldn't say it's one of their best, but it's one of their better ones. It's very cohesive and sounds nice together. I have it in my record collection at home. And this is the song Happy Hour from it. For whatever reason, this song sort of made it into the mainstream of being played on the radio a lot. I think it's just sort of a catchy song. I don't know if it's one of the better songs from the album, but it's catchy and it's a lot of fun. So here it is. This is Happy Hour by Weezer. All right, so that was Happy Hour by Weezer. If you were like me and you watched the Grammys last Sunday, then you know that undoubtedly one of the biggest Grammy snubs was the fact that SZA did not win Best New Artist. So in order to remedy that, I'm going to play a song featuring SZA today, not actually by SZA, because I'm thinking of doing sort of an R&B rap week, and I think she'd fit better into that. But this is a song featuring her by a band that you all probably know, Maroon 5. This is What Lovers Do featuring SZA.
Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. Left the penthouse on you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not.
Say, hey, hey, now, baby. chase, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? Ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 I've been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh, try to do what lovers do.
And of course, during that song, I get a text from my brother telling me that Alessia Cara deserved the award over SZA, which I don't entirely disagree with, but I feel that SZA's album Control that came out last year was probably the best album of the year. So I don't know, but you know, it's okay, Mike. You can have your own opinion on that one. Speaking of which, I'd like to give some shout-outs to some people that I know are listening. Mike's listening. My friends Eric, Leah, and Trisha are listening, and my parents are listening, so thank you guys very much for tuning in. Glad to see that I have some listeners already. Feels good. Next up is a song from one of my favorite bands that I haven't gotten a chance to see yet. They're based out of California, so they do most of their touring around there, because they're a pretty small band, but you probably know their hit Tongue Tied from a few years ago. This is Group Love I'm talking about, of course. And this is a new song they put out after their last album and EP. So hopefully this will be on their next album, which should be coming soon, maybe. One can hope. This is the song Remember That Night. And I hope you enjoy it.
That night when I hit a red light and you pulled up next to me. We were two young cats feeling under attack just to make it out in the street. Yeah, it felt so right, just you and I. Just something like a memory. Am I stupid or do I want you back? I don't know. Am I stupid or do I want you back? Let me go. You always look so right, like your jeans all tight, like you're walking in a magazine. Where you hold my hand, say you are my man, and you only have eyes for me.
That has to be one of my favorite Group Love songs. I think the reason I like it so much is because if you don't know a lot of Group Love music, they actually have two lead singers. They have Christian Zirconi and Hannah Hooper. And I guess Christian Zirconi does most of the vocals on a lot of their songs, and Hannah sort of does the backup. But on that song, it's all Hannah, and I think she has a really cool voice. And it's nice to see that they're giving her some time to shine on their new releases. Next up is a song which has a very interesting story to it, and I think it's probably one of the weirdest bands I've ever heard. But I still really like the song. So over break, I was in New York City for a few days, and I went to this really cool record store, and I was there for a while looking at a bunch of records, and I came across this record by Deerhoof, which is the band that I'm talking about. That was one of their live albums from a few years ago, and it had really cool album art, and it sort of just stuck out in my mind, and I just remembered the name Deerhoof. I didn't end up buying the album because I had never heard of the band. I didn't really know what it was like, but when I got back, I looked them up on Spotify and realized that they are indeed probably one of the weirdest bands I've ever heard. Just a lot of strange noises and sounds and instruments and everything. You'll see. This is, I guess, maybe one of their more normal songs, but it's still kind of out there. But I think that's why I love it so much. This song is called "Your Dystopic Creation Doesn't Fear You." It is by Deerhoof, and it is featuring Awkwafina. So I hope you like it just as much as I do, and I hope you have a lot of fun with it, because I think it's great. Yeah, so that was "Your Dystopic Creation Doesn't Fear You" by Deerhoof featuring Awkwafina. That's part of the reason I love doing this show so much, because I sort of get to share the some of the strange music that I find on Spotify and elsewhere. And I think that's one of the coolest things about music, is that there's just so much out there and you never know what you're gonna find, whether it be online or sort of in real life, like I did. Next up, we have a song by one of my favorite R&B rap artists, Chance the Rapper. This is a song featuring Octave Mines and his group, The Social Experiment. If you don't know Chance the Rapper, he puts out a bunch of... excuse me, the phone is ringing. Alright, anyways, sorry about that interruption. Chance the Rapper puts out a bunch of solo mixtapes, but he also does a lot with his experimental group, The Social Experiment. So this is Tap Dance by Chance the Rapper.
Something's in the way. Tap dance. Syncope. Tap dance. Syncope, simulate, demonstrate, tend to intimidate, wink. Tap dance. Innovate, indicate, strategize, and you can syndicate. One is ashamed, crushed, ready to run back. Two looks to one, like, listen for once. That fall ain't your fault, dog. That was just one step. Always a tall wall, ladders and small steps. That's where you got me. Leaf shuffle ball step. We gon' play leapfrog. Paradiddle rap. Paradiddle rap. Single double step. One, two, one, two, one, two.
I think it's safe to say that that song is proof that Chance the Rapper can literally say the same thing, tap dance, over and over in a song, and with enough production and some great backing vocals, it can sound like a great song. So once again, that was Tap Dance by Octave Mines featuring Chance the Rapper and The Social Experiment. Next up, we have another song that I heard a lot over break on 92.3. which, like I said before, is the radio station near my house. This song is by Foster the People, and it's their new song called Sit Next to Me. Here it is. And welcome back. That was Sit Next to Me by Foster the People, and I really hope you enjoyed it. If you've been listening to, well, any show on WJRH for any period of time, you know that we are required as DJs to read public service announcements, so that's right, it's that time of the show again. Unfortunately, we did not get any new public service announcements from last semester, or probably the last, like, 5 or 10 years, so these are all really old, so you probably heard them already if you're a loyal WJRH listener. But anyways, here it goes. This one's about getting your GED, so if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 pep level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find 3 GED classes in your area. And GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and, of course, the Ad Council. All right, so we got time for about 2 more songs. Let's see what we got. Yeah, let's go with this one. So this song is by the band 30 Seconds to Mars. If you didn't know, fun fact, but 30 Seconds to Mars' lead singer is Jared Leto of movies and things, Suicide Squad and other movies. That's, I think, the only thing I've seen him in. But, yeah, this is their song, Walk on Water. And it's a lot of fun. It's a good pump-up song. I listen to it when I'm working out and stuff. Or, you know, just, it's a good song for motivation. Makes you feel like you can walk on water, I guess. Here it is. This is Walk on Water by 30 Seconds to Mars. Alright, so that was Walk on Water by 30 Seconds to Mars. Unfortunately, my show is about to come to an end. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. So we're going to do one more song. And this is a song that I think is a good way to end the night. It's a slow song. It's sort of an emotional song, but it's not by who you might expect. By far, one of the biggest artists of last year, one of the biggest breakout artists, was Post Malone with his songs Congratulations, Rockstar, White Iverson, a lot of these sort of hip-hop, sort of rap songs, but definitely not like what you're going to be hearing now, which is his song Feeling Whitney. This is off his song, off his album rather, Stony. And I think it's probably my favorite song on that album, which I think there's a few good songs on there. So this is probably my favorite song on there. It's not what I would expect from a Post Malone song. I was shocked that it was actually him when I first heard it. But I think it's overall great, and I hope you feel the same way about it. So here it is. This is Feeling Whitney by Post Malone.
Not important, it's been long. And I was feeling Whitney, me and my homie sipped Houston. Causing close, thought I was winning, you knew I was losing. You told me to wake up, but my clock always stays on snoozing. I'm done. To each their own and find peace in knowing. Ain't no it's broken, but here's the open. Show no emotion against the coding. Just act as hard as you can. You don't need a friend, boy, you're the man. Buy my drugs from. It seems like every plug went east to Utah became Mormons. Drought comes around, feels like I have no one to depend on. Sober. I had 80 beers on Tuesday night, I had nothing to do with it. I put on a little Dwight and sang a happy tune and lit a cigarette, stepped out the door, had an appearance, drank more. To each their own and find peace in knowing. Ain't no it's broken, but here's the open. Show no emotion against your coding. Just act as hard as you can. You don't need a friend, boy, you're the man.
That was Feeling Whitney by Post Malone. If you haven't checked out his on YouTube, he does covers of a few songs that sort of sound in that sort of in that vein of alt rock and a lot of guitar ballad and type stuff like that. Like he does Basket Case by Green Day, and I think he does a Nirvana song too, but I can't remember which one. But yeah, so that was Feeling Whitney by Post Malone. This is the end of my show, so I really appreciate you guys listening. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Matt. This has been the B-side, my first ever show with the B-side, and I'll be back next week. And next week, we're going to do a little bit of a theme. I haven't picked it out quite yet. I have a bunch lined up for this semester, but I can promise it's going to be another good show, hopefully. So, yeah, so I'm Matt. Thanks for listening again, and have a great night.